these galaxies that you discovered are really, really bright. Like, it's tough to describe how bright they are.
That's correct. They really far surpassed by an order of magnitude what has been previously discovered. It's brighter than a galaxy that would be powered by a supermassive black hole at its center.
How come these galaxies hadn't been discovered before if they are so bright?
It really has to do with the evolving technology in the field. There was a telescope called Planck that had gone out to look at the cosmic microwave background, which is the cosmic horizon, if you will. And so they released a public set of data, and for my summer research in 2013, I had downloaded that public data set and worked with creating some computer scripts off of what my advisor had to compare that data to another telescope's data that also went out into space.
How did you get involved and into the research element as an undergrad?
I was knocking on doors near the end of my freshman year, and I just wanted to get my hands dirty and get into research in some way because I felt like classes just weren't enough. And I think it was that enthusiasm that allowed me to get into the summer internship here. One of my advisors, PhD students, he really, really helped me a lot. Because of his guidance, I kept building on that momentum each semester at a time. I took on that initial summer project as my thesis, and it was because of saying yes to that opportunity. 2 years after discovering these galaxies, we now published a paper.
An incredible learning experience for you, and I imagine that this discovery is making an impact on the field itself.
It is groundbreaking research, and it just turns out that once we actually published our results in the journal in March last month, that made a big splash. It's definitely obvious in our follow-up work, there's a lot more of these objects than had been expected, really. And Einstein predicted in the early 1900s that mass can actually bend light. And so since these things are so far away, it's likely there's some intervening mass lined up perfectly with our point of view on Earth that allows us to see this like nature's microscope. It bends the light and amplifies it. And so you see like a distorted image of the distant galaxy. It's very trippy, actually, to think that out there in space is this natural illusion, if you will. And that would explain why they appear to be hundreds of trillions of solar luminosities. But if that's not the case, or that can't explain it all, then we're definitely just tapping into a population of early forming galaxies that are brighter than what had been predicted to be.
Next month, you're getting ready to leave UMass. Where are you going next?
One of the first places I'll be going is back to Barnstable High School. As my research experience grew and as my time at UMass grew, I shared insights with the freshmen and seniors who are in my old astronomy teacher's class. So I get to go in and talk about my research. I can give them a perspective of what it's like to be in college. And then afterwards, I'm going to be moving to Germany. And I really have the honor to earn my PhD studying with some of the best minds at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy.
Well, congratulations. You certainly sound like you're on a bright path yourself, and you're paying it forward by coming back to talk about your experiences here on the Cape.
Thank you.